Whoa. Man. Class is in session. Busted. Pencils fully. Leaded. Education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yeah. That's what we got. Lots going on. Lots happening in the world. Johnny Lupinacci out there. It's your turn to be on the road today, my friend. What's up with that?
Oh, well, you know, it's full-on summer break out here. Kids had the last day of school today. Got me a little behind on things, and I got stuck out in traffic, and I was like, hey, I'm not going to make it back in time for the show. But, hey, you can always pull over and connect. So I'm here. Probably poor sound quality. Who knows? Maybe I even sound better in the car than I would back at my home studio. But I'm here.
Well, it's nice. I mean, you don't appear to be on a big interstate that I can tell, and you're not pulled over at a rest stop with busy trucks driving by like some other host for this show who was, oh, shit, that was me. Crap. Never mind. But no, it's glad. And Jacob, how are you doing on this classes in session day?
I'm doing great, Tim. For a long time now, I've wanted to have an opportunity on the show to, like, add a censor bleep for something or, like, just drop something out. But nobody's ever said any bad words on a podcast before. And I'm like, when am I going to get to learn how to do that?
And I did it for you.
Thankfully, today you've helped me out in that aspect. And I can improve my career training. And I appreciate that. You did that just for me. And thank you, Tim.
Wow. I didn't know we were censoring ourselves on this. But anyway, I'm so glad.
It's a good point. You know, I don't know the rules. This is a podcast. Okay. I mean, what do you guys do on the podcast? You get hang loose? I mean,
No. I mean, you know, we talked about that. I mean, the rules are, but no, you know what? It's not something that we want to engage in. I mean, our conversations are cutting and sometimes, you know, pretty powerful enough that, you know, you throw in a little bit of choice language and, you know, some people it might be a little too much over the top because we know that the content we're delivering every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday in and of itself is pretty powerful, Jacob. So, yeah. You know, the fact is Johnny and I together said, you know what, we're not going down that shock jock pathway.
It's already hot enough. That would make it too hot to handle. So I can see where you're coming from.
That's right.
That's the way we are. But, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I this is where, you know, class is in session. I'm not sure how or what we're teaching here, but this topic today that I just saw that I wanted to bring up to hear what you guys are thinking, because I got an interesting take on this. But, it's, you know, USA Today, kids are ditching traditional college for career tech programs. Parents are concerned. And this is based on a survey of lots of kids. And, you know, the statistics are pretty interesting, where nearly half of all students, 45%, weren't interested in going to college. 14% said they plan to attend trade or technical schools, apprenticeships, or technical boot camps. And the other 38 said they're actually considering those options also. However, 82% of the parents served are a little disheartened by the choice of the kiddos. And I'm just thinking about this. You know, today I was at a kind of meet and greet with a big corporation on our campus that is extremely interested in our students potentially creating a partnership. And the reality, though, that this big kind of industrial manufacturing technology, maybe even energy producing company, they actually talked about the fact that right now, where they're at, they will take associate degrees, they will take college degrees, and they would gladly work with students right out of high school, and that they have the training abilities to bring all types of, quote, future workers on. And I didn't really want to ask and say, so are you saying you don't mind college students, but at the same time, if somebody shows up, not to worry that we're not needed. And so, Johnny, I wonder, you know, as we're thinking about this, you know, what are we doing in higher education? And are the students now telling us that we're irrelevant? Are the work opportunities saying that higher education is irrelevant? Are you and I going to be, you know, kind of like lone podcasters talking about the days gone by when we used to work in higher education? Or is this just a fad? I just, you know, wonder what you're thinking, Johnny.
Well, Tim, the theme with me is always, you know, I'm not a Chicken Little. The sky is not falling. You know, this is interesting, and it's also aligned with, we've said there's a major shift in change, probably long overdue, but a lot of restructuring in higher education and a lot of doing inventory. And I don't know a single institute of higher education right now that is not, one, because of the federal mandate, not the most recent executive order, but, you know, ones that came even before Trump, that started to look really closely at not only the student debt crisis, but, you know, the growing number of students who left a college without a degree and with some credits, most of which they still owe money on, mm-hmm. right? And so there's been a lot of aligning coursework wherever it is, whether it's trade school, community college, you know, directional institutions, you know, our big universities around the country, wherever you're at. You're required to align all of your courses to programs, and those programs have to be aligned to careers. Mm. So there's a lot of doing inventory on trying to clean house. So I think, you know, there are pathways for people from high school into careers. There are pathways from people through associate degrees, through training programs into careers. And there are pathways through four-year programs, traditional kind of universities, into careers. And I think they're very different. I don't think there's panic.
Okay.
I think those pathways are really different. And you make a choice. Which one do you want to be in? And I don't think that just going into four-year institution serves everybody well, or yeah. that it's better than, you know, a two-year program into your career or a training into your career or an associate's degree. You know, I think comparing them are apples and oranges, but I think there are different pathways to careers, and each of them has a different output, right? So if you know the career you want to be in, you know, you kind of want to align with what's the pathway to that career and how are you making the right choice of where you continue your education to go into that, if that makes sense.
No, it does. In fact, what you said, and I'm going to, you know, quote from the USA Today from a student, Corey Townsend. I think he really illustrates pretty succinctly what you just said, Johnny, one way. He's like, look, my family doesn't have the most amount of money. Maybe if I want to go to college later on in life, that's a choice. But for now, I want to focus on myself and make my life better for me. Interesting, right? To be, it sounds really mature. Sounds like, you know, this is somebody who's kind of saying, right now, this is what I have. This is what I know I can do. Finances, as you said, you know, very aware of the financial situation. But I like his statement of saying, you know, maybe later in life, college is something that I'm going to see. And I saw that quote and wondered about thinking about going, is that potentially going to start happening or has it start happening, to realize that maybe what we're going to see now too is this movement of workers who say, you know what? I made some decent money. I went into an apprenticeship program. And now, though, hey, I actually see college as now part of something where I want to go. And so it's kind of like a changing way of approaching kind of higher education, is saying, it's not yet, but it's still something. Right now I have this. Jacob, you know, coming from the, you know, the a little bit younger than Johnny and I saw point of view, what do you make of this development?
I am not at all surprised, Tim, by the information that you've provided today. That just kind of goes along with my general assumptions about how young people feel about higher education right now. I know that my younger brother, Jackson, does not seem interested in going to college. I know that my brother, Colin, has not been interested in going to college. I know that I did not want to go to college. I ended up being encouraged by somebody that I was working with. My first boss in radio said, hey, go learn broadcasting. And I did that, and then they canceled the radio program, and I never got to learn any broadcasting. But I think that my experience in college, I saw that the process of universities trying to be both higher education institutions of academics and an advanced knowledge and things like that, Tim, while also trying to be sort of trade schools in a way where it's, hey, this is career oriented. We're getting you into this trade or that trade. You're going to learn here. You're going to get a bachelor's degree and you'll be a better jackhammer guy because you have a bachelor's in philosophy. I don't think that those things were congruous. And I think that trying to be everything sometimes hurts the university's ability to just be a university. I don't think it's bad for people to go into trade schools or get an associate's degree or get something that fits what they want to do. You guys are big on European systems of education, as we talked about on the last Producer's Choice. And I know that they have a lot more tracks in other countries to say, hey, you work well with your hands. We've noticed that you're in middle school, you're in high school, you work well with your hands. You do things like that. Why don't we encourage that? Why don't we show you things you can do to build a whole life out of things that you show aptitude for? Whereas I think here in the United States, people feel a sense of failure if they don't go into a university, which is not necessarily the case, and it shouldn't be the case. I think there's opportunities for universities. And maybe if the university says, hey, we're going to do more than one thing, they're going to be kind of separate, but we work together, not try to shoehorn people who are in different tracks into learning everything. I think that would help with this problem.
All right. I like that. But okay, so you, Jacob, really have an illustration here. But what about, though, your, you know, family, parents and things like that? What, did they fall into the going, oh, my God, our offspring don't want to go to college?
Yes.
What? Okay.
Absolutely, Tim. Absolutely. I know my dad is always encouraging my youngest brother, who is still not college age yet. Well, you should go to college and these things. And I know that people my parents' generation are older. I think they saw a much more direct translation between being able to go and get a degree and then being able to get a job. And then that job allows them to buy a house. And then that house is where they can have a family. And I think people my age and younger, we don't see that as a direct path that works. So I think there's a lot more skepticism on the part of young people that universities are not just universities. I think for my parents, it's part of a whole pathway of a whole life that unfurls before you, that I think people my age just don't see it like that.
Johnny, interesting from producer Jacob there, kind of laying out a real-time illustration of this article.
Well, and I'll tell you, Tim, I think it's by design. I mean, it's by design. Jacob said before, like, we've come off of, it's an earned reputation. We've said it before. Schooling in this country has done a really awesome job of making some of the smartest people in our community feel dumb because they didn't go to college or they didn't do X, Y, and Z in school. And vice versa, some of the people we'd be like, what's going on in their head? But they got a bunch of college degrees, you know, so they fancy themselves as pretty smart. So schooling has worked to sort folks over time, but by design, right? It was set up to get as many customers as possible and then fail a majority of those customers. And, you know, and now we're reaping that sort of the effects of that for Jacob's generation and future generations who would say, so we're not some lemmings. We see you all jump, like run right off that cliff. We're not really willing to maybe run off that cliff. And I don't fault them for that. I do worry, though, because I think that it discourages a lot of young people who might benefit greatly from, say, starting a two-year program or being in, you know, getting a general education, having the ability to do that with no cost. Mm-hmm. Right? We've talked about like universal higher education, being able to enroll, get a baseline degree, figure out what they really want their career pathway to be, and then head in those directions. So, you know, I hope that we figure that out and continue that, because what we do know is that an educated citizenry is a strong democracy. And if we end that at grade 12, right, we could be doing our country a disservice, right? And we might need to figure out. Now, at the same time, just because someone graduates from high school doesn't mean that, hey, let's take advantage of them and let's straddle them with debt and get them in a really expensive program that's not going to be, you know, worth their time or money. You know, that's criminal. So I'm glad that we're figuring this all out, but I hope that there's sort of a middle ground, because I know when I was 18, I didn't know what I wanted to do, let alone 19, let alone 20. And I did know that a lot of my friends that went directly into the factory, we're still in the factory, not under the best conditions. And, you know, it's pretty nice to be going on 50 and still have my same back, where a lot of my buddies don't have their same knees and their same backs, and they're on disability and they're on a lot of things because they broke their back for 20 years.
Mm.
So there were certain things that getting degrees afforded us to be able to do that I feel like should be available to anyone who wants them.
Well, I don't know about you, but today, I mean, I was pushing the print button really hard, like really, really hard today. And I'm not sure I can use this finger now. I mean, I'm thinking that there's some form of a disability coming, because Jacob, I could see you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I mean, no. A great point. This discussion, I think there's an evolving conversation around what is, quote, higher education. When does it start? When do we take advantage of it? And I think, Johnny, what you're saying too is that maybe the other point of higher education is to potentially make itself be in a position to see a group of students, not all, but a group of students is saying, you know what, we may need to figure out how to, quote, offer a college education in a way that is maybe not a 4 years and out, but a 1 year with a certificate, come back and work, you know, go 3 years, come back in, but that we're open to a continuous education in some way that allows lifelong learning to be a part of this. I saw you kind of shaking your head no, and now kind of agreeing with me. You know, I know we're getting up here.
Well,
on
I like the three year now. I don't know what a year is going to do. I'm a big fan of people graduating from high school, taking a couple of years to figure out what they want to do. Maybe taking a couple of core classes through your community college. If you're not sure what you want to do, some people graduate from high school right away. They know they want to become a nurse. They know they want to be a computer programmer. They know they want to go directly into a particular career. That's great. You got to start that foundation. You're going to end up needing a four-year degree from somewhere. It's just the way it is. Maybe you could knock that out in three if you did like early head start kinds of things, or you go year round. But for a lot of people, you're not quite sure yet. And that's okay too. So I like that idea of like a 1 year, 2 year work program where you're like, you're maybe taking a course or two, you're doing a community college kind of thing online, and you're getting your bankrolls up after high school. But they're not, we used to call them this back in the day, golden handcuffs. You know, you're not necessarily locked into, now you have to do this career, right? And so you could still kind of stay on track, stay a little bit of school, figure out, you know what, like Jacob did, I'm in radio, I like broadcasting. Maybe I want to continue to do my education around that, right? So I'm a big fan of that, like after high school, taking a year or two, working, getting some experience, You know, I would love even more programs that help facilitate that, that help place people in the jobs. Because as we know right now, it's a tough economy. And so I shake my head and I worry, because it's also convenient that higher education is not good for everybody right now, because it's a bad economy and it means more low-paying jobs for people. And so, you know, those 18-year-olds are low-hanging fruit for a lot of these not-so-great employers. And so I'm thinking, and you know, obviously getting up there in age, coming up on 50 and a few, you know, it's like I'm in Jacob's parents' world, where like college was a gateway to a life that these young people aren't necessarily seeing through college. And I think that's a failure of our governments, a failure of our colleges, because on the other end, you know, I don't know that protected work and good work conditions will be there without necessarily good mentoring into a career pathway.
Right. Right. No, I see. I see all of that, man. Lots
I mean,
of...
I see the Walmarts. I see the Walmarts and the of the world just being like, lots of workers.
Yeah, lots of potentially exploitation coming out there. Well, I just think, you know, we need to be continue to think of this. And, you know, the idea here that I'm, you know, a trade school or an apprenticeship truly apprentices, and realizing that even that apprentice pathway might be a nice opportunity. And Johnny, you gave that, you know, really good kind of point. And I'm actually hearing this now locally from some trade organizations that, you know, they have apprentice programs. They're very rigorous. They're learning a lot of stuff, but they're finding that truly, yeah, a lot of their members are saying, you know what, after 15 years, they're tired. They're physically kind of, you know, shot and potentially wanting something new. And in the past, they were kind of stopped because, hey, I did an apprenticeship, but I didn't have an education. And so there are institutions that are starting to look at how do we work with these skilled apprentice programs and create pathways for those people directly into a degree program. You know, so like a carpenter apprenticeship moving into a construction management bachelor degree program with an emphasis on safety regulations, right? And go, there you go. So good opportunity. You know what, though, Johnny? I heard there's something about, you know, some kind of people smacking sticks around on the ice tonight that you want to get to. So now,
man, already late for that, but yeah, it's going to be a big one. We got Stanley Cup Finals game 6. You know how we like to follow the hockey.
Yeah. Well, you know, so let's get going here. Now it's time for your moment of zen. If history is to be creative, to anticipate a possible future without denying the past, it should, I believe, emphasize new possibilities.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's Busted Pencils class in session. Don't forget, you can always download great podcasts like this one at Spotify, Apple, or you can always find us at civicmedia.com or catch us on our website, bustedpencils.com. And don't you forget that every Saturday, you can tune in to any of the Civic Media networks for the Busted Pencils broadcast, 3 p.m. Central Time. Catch us, tune in, listen to your favorite 1 hour of Blue Collar Scholars, your favorite Tim and Johnny, and keep Busted Pencils.